Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Already the 28th of May. I want to say March, but it's May. Starting Monday will be June. Already, summer is coming, and it's not backing down. This is the Mompreneurs Conference. We did something a little different this year. This is just a preview of what's going to happen next year. All this month, we've been talking about mompreneurs. We've been talking about moms. We've been talking about, we've been bringing out some businesses. We've been, talking about topic to topic. We've been, letting Dr. Eileen Spann share a little bit. We've been putting everything to test to see how things are going, to see who's out there. I know I gave away a book or two to Phyllis. She emailed me, I think it was on Friday or Thursday last week, and I gave her a free Mompreneur's book. So I stuck to my word, ladies and gentlemen. I said I was going to give away some things free, and I did. And there's more to come, but this month is almost over. So the Mompreneurs Conference next year will be a little different. And I'm thinking about asking Dr. Eileen Spann a question this morning. But let us see where she is this morning. Is she stable and ready? Let's see, because I'm getting a little hot flash over here. Good morning, Dr. Eileen Spann. Are you there?
You know I'm here, ready and accounted for, looking through my window at the sun as it's beaming down, ready to give us the vitamin D for today. I am present and accounted for, my lady. And how are you?
I am good. It's funny. I know it's getting hot over there where you are.
Yes.
I believe it's going up to like the 80s or something like that. But we, I'm trying to push my air to save for June in the hot hours of the day. So even the night, sometimes I'll, jump in the shower and that'll cool me off for the night. And then I'll keep my air for June, July, and August and whatever else comes, in the hot days. But, yay, we're alive. I'm excited. I'm ready to kick off this day. Because I've been, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I've been kind of lazy with my other show. So if you listen to my other show, listen to the archives. It's coming. It's coming. More things are coming. But I want to stay on the topic this morning with mompreneurs. I believe that we had a good month of just things to talk about. I don't know if you, Dr. Eileen Spann, went back and listened to some of the archives or anything, but I believe it was a good conference, and I understand next year I'm probably going to have to pump it up a little bit. What do you think?
Pump up the volume. That's, you made me think of pump up the volume. You got me over here dancing because I'm thinking of pumping up the volume. And, we always want to improve upon anything that we're doing because that's what good entrepreneurs, people in business, that's what they do. You look at, you listen to, you go over, it's okay if you evaluate and it's okay if you critique what you've done so that you can make it better for our listening audience. So we can pump up the volume next year. That's cool. Have some more people on to help us pump up the volume. We might even have a party. Woohoo! Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That might be nice.
I was thinking about that when our vision conference comes up because I'm thinking about doing a little preview on here. And then having an hour or two, well, not a two, but an hour conference call, like a party on at the actual phone. So it's going to be something different for our vision conference, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to stay tuned. It's not going to be like this. I promise we will have some guests. I've been thinking about it already. You know, my mind is always pumping of who to have, who not to have, and, you know, who's out there that wants to come and share about the vision, you know. But this Mompreneur's Conference, what my vision behind it was, number one, was to push my book that I wrote for Mompreneurs, because I've never written a book on Mompreneurs, you know. And I'm still waiting for, you know, some people's feedback on that. And number two, you know, I wanted to hear from more of the moms, because there are moms out there today, Arlene, that are hurting. There's moms mm-hmm. out there today that are listening to us that are saying, wow, well, doesn't anybody care about me? Yes, but you got to tune in. You can't just sit there and just say, no one cares about me, if you don't tune in. You know, if you don't, you know, get on the phone, if you don't, you know, you just look at the picture and say, oh, that's nice. You know, you got to tune in. You got to listen. You don't know what you're going to get unless you email me. You know, people just think, oh, well, I listened in. Don't I get a prize? No, because I don't know your email address. I don't know your information. You got to reach out to me so then I can reach out to you. That's the bottom line, you know. Who's out there that's going to take action? You know, that's why I have all these conferences to see who's going to take action, who's going to sit there and say, oh, that's so nice. You know, who's going to sit there and be critical, you know, like we talked about by email. You know, who's out there? You know, it's nice to have, like I said, a little negative feedback every now and then, because it makes us know that we're doing our job properly. Woo-hoo. You know, it makes us know, right, that we're doing everything that we're supposed to do, and we are right on schedule. Dr. Lynn, you're where you're supposed to be. I'm where I'm supposed to be, and we're moving forward from here. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted you to be a little more active. So hopefully when this Vision Conference comes up in September, you will be a little bit more active than what we think you're going to be. So out of this Mompreneurs Conference, you know, Arlene, what do you think most women are hurting from? What do you think?
You know, that's an excellent question, one that provokes thought, actually. But then something that just kind of popped up on the top of my mind when you asked that question was just really realizing that they have a business to share that's already in them, because they're creative. You know, God placed them here with creative ability. So for those who are just seeking to find, you know, what it is they're looking for, just remain positive. I know it can be hard sometimes. Sometimes you'll start something and that's not it, you know, and then you'll become discouraged and say, well, you know, this entrepreneurship thing is not working. I got all these kids. I got to attend to them. I got to plan for school. I got to plan this. I got to do meals. I got to clean up after kids. And I'm still trying to do this business, and something has to sacrifice or be sacrificed. And just look at what you're doing and stay positive and know that you're headed in the proper direction. Every conflict that comes is helping you to get a step closer. So a lot of people are like, generally, Jamie, is like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. And how do I balance between my family, the children, and this business that I've started for myself? And Jamie, I put on my Facebook page, I was going to give people three quick tips as a mompreneur, and later on I'm going to give them three quick tips, you know, that I can, and they are so quick that they need their pen and paper just to write them down, cuz they're quick.
Oh, so you're going to do it on social media, which that's good. you know, because the more you put out tips, the more you put out things, the more people will respond to them. And that's another thing, you know. A lot of times I didn't get a chance to do it, but, you know, we have to learn that there is a lot out here today, and one of the things that we have to understand is tips. What can we get right now that's free? You know, what can we get, you know, on social media? Sometimes I do. I go down my Facebook page and I say, what can I like? What can I share for others? You know, what is acceptable for right now? I don't always just say, oh, well, let me just write something on here real quick. You know, a lot of times I think about the entrepreneurs out there, the people who just want to be, they want to be nosy, the people who just want to look at me and see what I'm doing, you know, the people who just want to, there are, you know, and it's funny how there's people out there that want to just talk your ear off and be negative. There's people out there that will compliment Arlene and I and say, wow, you guys are doing an awesome, awesome job. And then there's other people out there that are saying, oh, that's nice. You know, so you gotta start somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. Moms, today, I just wanted to encourage you because I know you're hurting. Some, you know, moms out there today, their moms are going through a lot. And one of the things that we need to often do is go to them and say, hey, what are you hurt? What is your hurt? What is your pain? What are you going through today? You know, and that's what I want to ask everybody out there today. You know, number one, go onto your Facebook page and say, hey, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal. You can call in 626-696-8566. Number two, if you want to email me, you can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and say, hey, this is my biggest pain. This is my biggest hurt. You know, a lot of times moms don't have enough time to speak out and to speak up. And let me say that again. A lot of times moms don't have enough time to speak out and speak up, because they're busy with the kids, they're busy, you know, cooking dinner. And I feel you totally. Totally. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was busy, I would say, hey, I can't do the show. And I feel you totally. I understand. After I get done this, I got to run downstairs and get the dog. The next thing I have to do is run and get my nephew. The next thing I have to do is put him to bed. So I understand moms are always busy, but this Mompreneurs Conference, ladies and gentlemen, is just for you. It's not for us. It's not for your neighbor. Well, it could be for your neighbor. It could be for your friend, but it's not for us. This conference that we have, these couple of conferences that we have, I'm also thinking about another conference for the fall, but we can't have them if we don't have your participation and your action, and you call in or you email us and tell us, hey, I love your show. You know, here's some suggestions, you know, for the fall. You know, but I don't know it if you don't take action. Bottom line, period. You know, you can be struggling in business. You can be struggling in network marketing. You could be struggling, I don't know, just to take care of your kids. But we don't know that if you're just sitting there right now listening to us. We don't know that. You got to take action, you know. And I always thought this one guy on, well, every show is different. But this one, sometimes, you know, people can read your mind even though you're not calling in and you're not speaking up. But a lot of times that's not the way it works. You speak up, and then we speak up. That's how a radio show is. That's how life is. You know, Arlene can't read my mind all the way from Maryland. You know, I already can't read my mind and say, well, she knows what kind of day I had. You know, Irene doesn't know. Irene does not know. I got to speak up and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, Irene does not know. So we as entrepreneurs, basically I want you to understand that we got to learn how to speak up and speak. Sometimes you got to speak from your pain and from your frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy to say. That's not always easy to talk about. But, you know, me coming from a woman's perspective, there's always something going on in a woman's life. There's always
mm-hmm.
something happening. There's always something going on. There's always something. The kids are screaming. You gotta walk two dogs. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. You know, you gotta paint the house before you go and eat a meal. You know, I understand. I totally understand. But, you know, there's people out there today, Irene, that are hurting. So
mm-hmm.
what would you like to say to the woman that is hurting and she just doesn't know what she doesn't know? What would you say?
Okay. And I would say this is where my three little simple quick tips come in. And, lady, what I would say to you is pick up a bat, a B-A-T, just like you're playing baseball, just like you're playing softball, you're going to pick up a bat. And the B is going to stand for believe in yourself. Everything that you need is within you if you have the belief to do so. The A is going to be to allow for your creative processes to happen. In you, there are creative juices. Listen to those juices that are flowing through your entire body. And T, the part of that, is going to be team. Know that you cannot do everything yourself. You need a team. You need to network. Look at your networking skills. As a mom, you know that they say it takes a village to raise a child. Even with a business, it's going to take the village, because in order to keep strong, you're going to have higher learning. You're going to invest in different things to make you better. So think about a BAT, a B-A-T, believe in yourself. Allow for your creative flow, juices to flow, the whole creative process to happen for you. And T, get that team. Understand with a bat, what is its purpose? Its purpose is to try to hit that ball so that you can get on base. But understand this. Sometimes the bat does hit the ball. Sometimes you strike out. Then there are other times you might hit the ball and get to first base, second base, third base. But in the end, in the scheme of it all, your goal is to hit that home run so that you can have that business or businesses as a mompreneur that you were sent here and created to do, that only you can do it, only with your taste, only with your flavor can you, as your own mompreneur, be a bat in society. Believe in yourself. Allow for creativity, and know that you can't do it all by yourself. Even while you're juggling home and business, find yourself a team. Those are my quick tips, Jamie, for the mompreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I had three quick tips. There they are. Get that bat out, ladies.
Yes, get your bat out. Get your bat out. And that's awesome to give us the tips. Because honestly, I didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, she was going to do that. So that's why I asked her. You know, we never know what each other person's going to do until we ask. So
mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, like I said, moms out there, what? I just dropped something on the floor. Moms, I want you to understand this. As we close out this Mompreneurs Conference, I would like everyone to speak up. Speak up, speak up. You know, I remember when I used to listen to everybody do this, listen to everybody do that. But then I said, Why don't I talk? Why don't I speak? Going on with me? You know, why can't I have a mic? Why can't I stand in front of thousands and thousands of people? You know, I started to question myself and I said, oh, what's wrong with me? You know, while other things are going on, while other things are progressing in my life, there's no right or wrong answer to me starting this radio show. There's no right or wrong answer to me doing what is necessary to get the job done. You know, and sometimes moms can say, well, I don't have it all together. Well, you don't need it all together. All you need to do is take a step. All you need to do is allow, like Arlene said, have that belief, allow the juices to flow, and turn, I'm putting my spin on it, turn your situation around and believe that you can do this thing. And if you can, well, reach out to one of us, and we will be happy to help you. Give you a 30-minute free session from one of us. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
But, you know, today I really didn't have anything planned today or tomorrow. I just wanted to, you know, talk freely to the mompreneurs out there because I know they're struggling. I know there's a lot going on. I know, you know, you don't always have a free minute. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't speak up, we don't know. It's the same thing going on with the economy today. There's people out there today that are throwing bats and promoting fires and doing all kinds of stuff. And you don't know until you speak up. You know, I know that there's mompreneurs out there that are frustrated, that are angry, that are mad at their baby daddy, they're just mad at the world.
Mm.
But you don't know what you don't know. So I would like to extend my invite to everybody who is listening to keep on listening. To keep on listening. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, everything's going to be easy, everything's going to be fine, but I'm here to tell you that you can move and at least take one step.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do nothing else, take a step. Take a step. Take a step, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one day I just had to literally take a step. I had to literally take a step. I had to say, you know what? I want to do this radio show, whether I get a business partner, whether I get a team, whether I get people to understand where I'm coming from or not. I'm going to do it despite what people think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to take initiative sometime and step up to the plate, even though we have 10 things going on, because where would I be if Dr. Arlene Spann wasn't here? Where would I be if I didn't make a move 3-4 years ago? I would still be sitting on the sideline saying, well, I hope there's another call I can get on. Well, I hope there's another show I can get on. I don't wait for nobody. That's how I am, ladies and gentlemen. I don't wait for Dr. Owen Fan to ask me. I don't ask for Les Brown. I don't ask for nobody to do anything. I get up and I do it myself. You know, if I see something dirty, I don't wait for someone else to go clean it. I clean it myself.
Wow,
That's the kind of person I am.
Love that analogy.
Right. Right. So if you see something dirty, don't wait for someone else to come and do it. You go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm not a great organizer. Well, you got to start being a great organizer. Oh, well, I'm not great at... Well, you got to start. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the only one who sees the dirt. You're the only one that sees the storm coming, and you can't wait for no one else to do it before you do it, because only you can clean it the best way you know how.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mompreneurs out there, I just want to encourage you. Tomorrow's our last day, and I believe me and Dr. Arlene Spann will have something else to talk to you about tomorrow. I'm looking at a couple books to read to you, maybe a book I'll pick out from my archives to read to you, and we could talk on that. But I want you to understand that it's important for mothers to speak up. If you could speak up, you know, in a argument, you could speak up in a disagreement, then you can surely speak up when it's a call going on or it's a conference call that you need to understand or hear. You know, it's nothing wrong with listening. There's nothing wrong with listening. But there is something wrong when you have all these ideas in your mind and you don't speak up. Well, she can do this and she can do that. Well, she can. Well, yes, I can, but I can't read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So every woman out there, I want you to email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And I think Arlene Phyllis said that she loved the show Friday, and I believe she's still listening, but she really, really enjoyed the show. So we're getting out there. We're getting the word out there. We're making it happen, and our time is up already. and Dr. Arlene, Stan, what are some words that you can say to them, and how can we get in touch with you?
You can reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. That's arlenesweats@gmail.com. If you text the word sweats to 80123, I will send you my free Healthier You Today CD. Tell Phyllis to do that. Phyllis, go and send a text the word sweats, SWEATS, to the number 80123, so you can get that free Healthy You Today CD. I just want to give something away free. You gave your book away. I want to give away that CD. And just go out there and work your passion, ladies. Work your passion. All right, back to you,
right,
Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. That's right. We got to work our passion. We got to work our passion. And maybe speaking is not one of the things that you can do, but you can at least call in and comment. You know, and the show could be all about calls, you know. Who knows? I mean, one day we'll have just people just beeping in and out, saying, hey, I want to say something. Hey, I want to say something. So then, look, we won't be able to speak at all. You know, I'm so speechless, I don't know what to say. But tune in and stay tuned then, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday and Friday, go out there today and be thankful for where you're at. Be thankful for the things that you have done. Be thankful for something, for someone, for somebody. And celebrate the mom, the mother that is around you. You know, you don't always have an opportunity to spend time with your mom, but celebrate who she is or when she's around.
Mm.
So I want to say God bless you, and I will chat with you again on tomorrow. jamiesjournal@gmail.com. jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I want to say God bless you, and I'll chat with you again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Jamie's Journal. God bless.